This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really mean that sincerely, too. I'm not just saying that. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole, adding to the conversation. You can find us up on Facebook. You can find us up on TheRealSide.com. Or on your local station. And if you can't find us on your local station, you know what you're supposed to do at this point, right? You're supposed to call the station and say, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? Right? Hey, I'm just saying. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. Head up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All that stuff that you've been taught to hate, to be afraid of, which I always get the biggest kick out of. Like, what's to be afraid of? Sincerely, what is to be afraid of? So, and some of you already heard this before, but I'll do it again. Just for fun. So, if I'm a Bible thumper, I guess that's supposed to be a bad thing or what have you. But if I'm a Bible thumper, it means that I believe in a higher authority than myself. I believe that somebody else is more important than I am, and I have other moral values that I need to follow and stand up for people that higher power, I call him God, but that higher power has for me, right? So I'm a Bible thumper. Terrible thing. Terrible thing. Loving thy neighbor. It's all bad thing. So bad. And then there's a right wing. What does that mean? Conservative, right? Because I truly believe in equality, not like people on the left say they do. People on the far left don't believe in equality. They believe in control. It has nothing to do with equality. Just look, and, you know, and the funny thing about it is, think about this. These are the people that hate labels, but yet they use labels on people like me. They call you and I fascists. But what is a fascist? It's when you're forcing somebody to do something because you believe that you know better than they do. Well, last I checked, didn't they do that to us all the time? They're still doing it today, telling us what's right for us, what we should believe in. See, they don't just say, hey, you should allow women to have abortions, because some women, you know, want to have them or have certain situations or whatever, whatever, whatever. And it doesn't really matter. You know, you let us have it in privacy, leave us alone. And no. They want us to not only allow them to be able to have abortions on demand, anytime, without apology, and you better think it's right, and you better think it's okay, or else you're backwards, you're sick, you have a problem, you're a hater. Big difference in the two forms. I call them management styles. In the two management styles. Big difference. And you don't stop it till we change out the legislature. And I'm telling you, you Republicans out there, you know, I know we're on the kick where we want to keep them in there. We want to make sure everything's okay. But guess what? It doesn't always work that way. If they're not doing the job, get them gone. Get them out. And threaten them. See, I'll take Maxine Waters' deal and I'll say, do this. If you're a Republican and you voted a Republican in to do his job, like Mitch McConnell, that, he was being accosted for all the wrong reasons, but you Republicans, you need to sit next to him in a restaurant and say, dude, 300-plus bills sitting on your desk. What is your problem? How dare you cash your paycheck? That's what needs to be said. That's what needs to be dealt with. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you're constantly hearing about what a hater Trump is. We constantly hear about how much Trump hates the you know, the LGBTQ community, women, anybody, anything, any persons that are not old and white. Oh, and rich. I forgot that part. You see me drinking out of my TRS cup. Isn't that great? Anyway, well, Trump recently, and again, I'm sure he doesn't understand what he's doing. Maybe he didn't know the guy was gay. I don't know. You know, he couldn't have. If based on what the left tells us about Trump, there's no way he could know that this guy was gay. Otherwise, why would he appoint him to a position in the State Department? So President Trump nominated a former head of the Log Cabin Republicans to a senior position at the State Department for Political and Military Affairs. Political and military affairs, right? Now he's nominated. Let's see what the Dems do with this one. They don't dare not approve him. The White House on Thursday announced that they designated R. Clark Cooper, who's gay and led the log cabin from 2010 to 2012, as the Assistant Secretary of State for Political and Military Affairs. The announcement also included news for two other unrelated nominees. Now, the position of Assistant Secretary of State for Political and Military Affairs is charged with linking the Defense Department with the State Department in areas such as, you know, international security, military operations, defense strategy, those kind of things. Tina Kadalnau, a career Foreign Service officer, currently holds a position in an acting capacity. Now, here we go, right? So he doesn't want the woman. He wants the gay guy. I guess he's not going to be able to win, is he? Under Cooper's tenure at the log cabin, the organization oversaw a lawsuit challenging Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and assisted with the legislative effort to convince Republicans to vote to repeal the military gay ban. Under Cooper's leadership, Log Cabin also endorsed Mitt Romney for president. Well, can't win them all, right? And he met with Cooper and gay former Arizona Representative Jim Colby at a Virginia farmhouse. Listen, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Again, I'm trying to understand if Trump really understands his hate. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst-looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that
we are back
is falling under attack.
You know what? As you guys know, attack doesn't have to come from outside. We can do that to ourselves. And we're good at it, too. We love ripping up ourselves. You know, both sides do it, I get it. But we just love ripping up ourselves. You really got to start with we. Notice I said we. We need to start paying attention. I believe in calling somebody out for what they're doing. But, man, be careful about it, because a couple things. You don't want to give the other side all that ammunition when you don't even know if it's true yet. We love to spout off and go off on people sometimes before we even know if it's true or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, comment on the articles. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up on the website. Now, I want to get back to this because I love it. This whole love Trump's hate thing, it just confuses me to no end because it has no consistency. I don't know what it means. And apparently neither does Trump. I mean, he supposedly hates the gay and lesbian and transgender community. He hates women. He hates people of color. You know, he's a racist, bigoted, homophobe. I mean, I don't know if maybe somebody needs to get him a dictionary. Maybe he's not paying attention. Maybe he doesn't read the paper. I don't know. And somehow, he got so confused, so turned around, that he nominated a very active, a very smart, a very bright gay man. Well, I was going to say gay male. Gay man. For a position at the Secretary of State, at the State Department. Right? This is how confused he is. I don't know. Maybe they're making sense over there on the left. Maybe he is so confused we should get him out if he's making these kind of crazy, if he's doing these kind of crazy appointments when he's appointing people he supposedly hates. Cooper, who's a comrade veteran and a member of the U.S. Army Reserve, his active duty assignments include tours with United States African Command, Special Operations Command Africa, Joint Special Operations Task Force Trans-Sahara, and Special Operations Command Central, according to his bio. That's only a few. That's not all of them. We don't have 2 hours to go over them all. Cooper also served in the Bush administration in the State Department as U.S. Alternative Representative to the U.N. He was a U.S. delegate to the U.N. Budget Committee, Senior Advisor in the Near Eastern Affairs Bureau, and Advisor at the U.S. Embassy, Baghdad. Well, I guess you don't want to all give all respect to President Trump. I know there's nothing in the application that asks if you're gay or not. So maybe that was it. He just didn't know. He read right past it. Because you know that hate would never let him do something like this. You know that. It is a derangement, people. It is a sickness. I wouldn't, you know, Tammy will tell you, if you go back and listen to the early shows, I never let anybody say that. I never let anybody say that far leftist progressive stuff was a sickness, but I'm starting to believe it is because the hate runs so rampant, so loud. There's no conversation. They won't allow it. But we're the loons. We're the morons. We're the idiots, right? What I love about this, here's another good one. The loons, they just, you know, when summertime comes, they just flourish all over the place. They're just out of control. So apparently now, the, God, I love this stuff. The media, the legislators, activists are all sticking by these screwy stats. We don't have any real stats, right? Here was a report that was put together, you ready for this, by a nine-year-old. An elementary school student said that Americans use 500 million straws a day. Think about something. 500 million straws. We have 350 million people in this country. And how many straws do you use a day? Oh, you don't use any.
Oh, wow. I use this one over and over.
Yeah, right. I haven't used a straw in years. So somebody, who's using my straws? Somebody must be using my straws.
That's who you use
a straw. I mean, seriously. But when the adults do the study, it's far lower. Now, these statistics keep thriving. See, this is what kills me about the loons on the left. They latch onto something that sounds or smells like a cause they can run with, and they do it. You know, what's the old saying? Facts be damned. If it sounds good, let's go for it, right? And it just gets more and more. Look at right now, I don't know if you guys heard this. You hear the mantra behind. Do you remember when Obama first got in office? I know. Who can forget, right? It's still a traumatic thing that we're all still working through. But when Obama first got in the office, right? 2016, remember, I was complaining on the show. 5 years into his presidency, it was still Bush's fault. Every failure that happened to the economy, to the White House, to America as a whole, was a Bush holdover and a Bush fault. And that went on for 5 or 6 years. And even people on the left in the media started saying, he needs to start owning this. Well, gee, thank you. 5 or 6 years later, yeah, he needs to start owning this. But you know what I love? What are you hearing now? Come on, anybody? All the 2017 successes, all the successes coming into 2018, come on, it's because of Obama. We should be thanking Obama for these. Just ask a little, and in the same flavor, in the same process, in the same way he does business, all the failures of 2017 are because of Donald Trump. Although I don't know what failures they're talking about. I mean, seriously. Help me find major failures that have hurt the American people in 17, 18. Don't give me this garbage that our relationships with our allies are ruined. No, you want to see ruined relationships? You should check out what people were saying and doing under Obama. They were looking to side with Russia. You want to talk about the Russia connection? It was Obama. Right? Our allies were looking to because America didn't exist for them anymore. The United States wasn't there. We're enemy or ally. We didn't exist for them anymore. We couldn't be taken at our word. We never helped our allies out. We defecated all over Israel. We'll never understand the Jewish community for thinking that their friends are actually on the left. Oh. All right, I'll get to the straws when we come back. You get me rolling. I don't know when to stop. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. If Democrats want to derail President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, they'll probably need the vote of Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, a supporter of reproductive rights. Now, she has praise for Judge Brett Kavanaugh's resume.
Judge Kavanaugh is clearly a judge with impressive credentials and extensive experience.
Democrats have been focusing on a law review article Brett Kavanaugh wrote in 2009. It said, A president should not face criminal investigation while in office and instead be impeached for wrongdoing. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is suspicious.
No investigation of a president.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin said he had no issue with the article and he was going to keep an open mind. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Hey man, I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Hey, there you go. Sorry, Daniel.
Oh, it never gets old, man.
Yeah.
Hearing her say, bringing up the things from the past, where the Pelosi's of the world said, hey, we've got to pass the bill so we can see what's in it. Well, let's not read it first. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the polls, a lot you can do up there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been petrified, for whatever reason, petrified of, but you know what? You don't have to be. You really don't. I mean, read the book, grab it, you know, you can head over to Amazon, and you can, I think they do, you know, you can read a few pages of it, see what it's about, see what they're talking about, and what have you. We were talking about how the loons, they love phony information. I don't know, is it an emotional thing? You know, we did this the other day about, what was his name, Al Gore. And how Al Gore just loves to fill you people, not the ones listening to me, but just fill us full of bogus facts about the, you know, global warming, global cooling, climate change, whatever they're calling it these days. Right? I mean, seriously. And you buy it. And he's been wrong for 30 years, and you buy it. And he's making millions of dollars off these false statements, and you buy it. And now we've got this study that was done by a 9-year-old who claims that Americans use over 500 million straws a day. And I want you to think about that number. The source for this number is an unconfirmed 2011 phone survey of 3 straw manufacturers conducted by 9-year-old Milo Kress. That's a pretty shaky foundation for an argument, but hasn't stopped media outlets from running with it, right? You've got activist organizations, government officials from using the figure to justify restrictions on the use of plastic straws. Many outlets were even obviously, or they were obvious to figure out the origins. Or how do you, God, I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm so irritated. 9-year-old kid, forgive me. I know there are 9-year-old geniuses out there. How does the 9-year-old genius, what does he do? How many phone calls? Whose phone did he use? What questions did he ask? Where do the numbers come from that the legislators are willing to grab this and run with it? right? And a lot of these outlets were either oblivious to the figure's origins or mistakenly attributed it to the National Park Service. And then learning its true source, it sparked some reflection, like from the Washington Post. They had cited the 500 million number in some of its reporting, which, now, I don't know if it was the state of Oregon or Washington. They were passing some of these laws because they thought that this pertained to them. Like 300 or 400 of these million of these straws were coming up on their shores. Like, really? Sadly, the introspection was short-lived. And then last week, the Post was back to uncritically citing Kress's research, saying in a story that by some estimates, by one estimate from a 9-year-old kid, Americans throw away 500 million plastic straws a day. I would love to find out from the straw manufacturers how many straws they actually make and ship. Would that be cool? Others are sticking by the figure, too. When the Post ran a skeptical story, a spokesman for the California Assemblyman, Ian Calderon, he's another genius, a Democrat out of Los Angeles, who had sponsored a bill criminalizing... Ready for this one? You ready for this? Only in California. Who had sponsored a bill criminalizing the offer of unsolicited straws, told the paper, so here's what we're going to do. We want to decriminalize drugs. They're all screaming they want to decriminalize the use of drugs, but we're going to criminalize the use of an unsolicited straw. Come on. Work this through in your head. Tell me where this... What planet... How many hits of crack do you have to take for this to make sense? So if the waiter or waitress drops a straw on your table and you haven't asked for it, what is the emergency number you call for that? Is it 211? It can't be 911 because, that gets busy sometimes. 811, 711, give me a number. I need somebody to call because it happens to me all the time. I'm the kind of guy, I don't need a straw. And I don't care if it gets all over my mustache. Calderon told the paper that we have no reason to believe it's not accurate. Really? How about you go to the 9-year-old and say, show me the numbers. Show me the research. Show me the notes. And here's what they're saying. Because no one has debunked it, we're going to stick with it. Wow. A similar line of reasoning has been advanced by the fact-checking website Snopes, which says no one has proven the 500 million straws a day is wrong. It's just that Kress is the only source. 1 9-year-old. But more credible estimates of American straw usage do exist. These guys don't want to do the homework. That's the big part of this. I'm having a ball with this, by the way. Can you tell? The marketing analysis firm, Technomics, specializes researching food service industry. Each 2 years, it performs a study of disposable food services and its packaging. Its most recent effort from 2016 looked at over 30 different categories. Those numbers do not include straws purchased for home consumption, but Dave Hanks, a senior principal at the firm, says the study captures about 95% of the straw market. Now, you know how hard it is for me to say straw. That's why you're laughing. Technomics found that Americans use 172 million straws each day. Given the growth rate of 2 to 3% per year, the straw market, Hanks estimates the figure today is somewhere around 175 million. Kress reached his 500 million figure from calling 3 straw manufacturers, asking for their estimates of the straw market, and then averaging the answers he got. Given the fragmented nature of the food service business, Hanks says the approach is bound to give you a bad number. Right, think about it. You tend to get the bias of those 3 companies. Some of them say, some of them may have big accounts like McDonald's or Starbucks or something. What those miss, though, is the parts of the business that aren't using as many straws. What you're essentially doing is extrapolating your small part of what you know, especially about a bad, what does a nine-year-old know? And then the person on the other end of the phone, maybe they're embellishing a little bit. Right? I mean, think this through. Anyway, Technomics goes through it. They handle it a little differently. They survey over 1,000 restaurant operators. They're looking at, you know, who's giving out what, where, and when, how many straws are in. You know, this is a very small part of what they do. But Hank says this is just not right. It's a bad number that's out there. And it's not just that it's the kid is wrong and we don't want... You know, I would imagine there's a whole bunch of squishies sitting around going, oh, we don't want the kid to feel bad. We don't want to hurt his feelings. We don't want him to think that we don't believe him. Well, guess what? We don't. I don't. You're going to let a 9-year-old give you business advice? Maybe you can help him choose your stocks. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, again, back to the love Trump's hate thing. Colombia's poor. They rejected socialism. Big time. Now, you would think someplace like Colombia, right, all those South American countries, they would have a problem with this, right? They're all doing it. Socialism is great. Just look at Venezuela. Never mind. Socialism is so great. Why are they running up here? If the non-constitutional way of living, of government, is so great, why does everybody want to come here? And if it's to change it, stay home. We're not interested. Or I will help the South rise up again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and
body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Come on, I see you there. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in the conversation, because that means a whole bunch. It really does. And a lot in the next hour, if you're around. A lot of crazy stories we got coming up, seriously. And again, Rand Paul is upset about a certain study about sex. That just, he's really unhappy that we're spending this kind of money on this kind of thing. Also, the Illinois House of Loons have now decided that the Illinois taxpayers should fund abortions. Right? Think about it. So again, if it's something I don't want, if it's something I don't care for, I have to pay for it anyway. I mean, this is what fascism is. This is them forcing on us things we don't want. But that seems to be okay. Not a problem. Anyway, you know, all you Bernie lovers out there, all you seeing the left even go further left, more progressive, more socialist. Why shouldn't we have a socialist community, socialist country? This is great. I don't know. Why don't you people actually do your homework and check out what happens in socialist countries? Really? Check out the failures of socialism across the world. And check out how many millions of people the communism has killed. But the young people won't do it. They won't do the work, because if they Google it, it won't show you that. Really scary. I mean, they really believe that everything coming out of Google is gospel truth. That's got to scare you in and of itself. Would me? But a couple of weeks back, the election in Colombia brought out two or three, I think it was, hardcore conservatives. And the media elites, again, they're just befuddled. They have no clue. And which is exactly what's going on here with the left. They're befuddled because they think so much of themselves, so highly of themselves, that they figure everybody thinks like they do, that they're right and everybody else is wrong. Which is just totally amazing to me. And so when the conservative group or conservatives were elected in Colombia, they were just totally confused. How could this happen? We're a socialist nation. Some are calling Ivan Duque, the 41-year-old new conservative president-elect, a populist. Like, this is bad. Look what's happening in France and Italy and other places. The populist, right? Back to the nation. Back to, in their case, as well as it should be, Colombia first. Take care of your own first, then move on. Take care of your own first, then feed others. You can't feed you. Again, being on a plane this weekend, why do they keep telling you, put your mask on first, take care of you? Oh, how selfish is that? It's not. Kind of hard for me to help somebody else out when I have no oxygen going into my lungs. Both President Trump and the late, unlamented Venezuelan strongman Hugo Chavez are all same peas in a pod, according to some. Others are speculating that Colombia elected another Emmanuel Macron, as if France's youthful mamby-pamby president amounted to a comparable sea change to what this election represents. He said, we heard of the new president summed up as a pro-business. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Why would you want a pro-business president? Why would you want any president to bring prosperity and more money into the system? Why would you want that? Right? I mean, the Wall Street Journal made it look like that was the only thing that meant anything to the voters. And they also summed them up as right-wing. I find this just amazing. So again, if you're a nationalist, if you're one that cares about your country first, that makes you right-wing? Does that mean the left-wingers don't care about their country first? Most of the hardcore left-wing rags are very upset about it. They say he's also been accused of being a puppet of former president Alvaro Uribe, the country's Reagan-like leader from 2002 to 2010. He put terrorists on the run. He changed Colombia's reputation from a night-haunted hellhole to a success story. Like, we can't have that, right? Even a vacation paradise. I mean, why was that bad? Why was that a terrible thing to do? The best story that came out of there from the locals on the ground sources, here's Colombia's report headline. Iconic Medellin slum votes Duque to avoid another Venezuela. Well, what happened to Venezuela? Isn't that a socialist country? Aren't they just wonderful? I mean, they feed everybody. Everybody gets clothes. Everybody has a job. Everybody has a place to live. I suppose if you're eating your dog, I mean, that's food, right? I mean, they didn't take it away from you. Poor people voted for a genuine conservative out of terror of becoming another Venezuela. Because they know, this is what one of the writers down there, people on the ground there wrote this. People who were involved there, not lamestream media up here in the U.S. that wants to make it look like they're uneducated, poor, stupid voters. Because they don't understand what globalism means. Well, globalism isn't helping them. They're still poor. Globalism isn't doing anything for them. Look what's going on in Venezuela. It's really helping them out. And what about those Cubans? I'm sure they're on top of the world now. Remember President Obama, which I love this. President Obama said, hey, we've been doing this for 50 years. It hasn't worked out. We need to open this up, right? Yet, President Trump wants to be with the NK, the little nut job over there. And you know what? And President Trump is Ponskov, according to the left. President Obama, genius. Gave money, opened it up, made it so the Cubans could make money, so the Castros could get even fatter, get more food, and still put political prisoners in jail. We were following that shortly after it happened, you know, like everybody else was. Raul, the butcher, would not sign an agreement that when, first of all, you can't leave Cuba. They shoot you when you're leaving. What does that tell you? They're afraid of what you're going to tell somebody. He made us guarantee the agreement that we would bring back what he called Cuban dissidents. And he wouldn't guarantee that he wouldn't punish them as political prisoners. Why would you give them back? You guys on the left are so disingenuous that you get mad at us for wanting to send people back to cities in South America that you say are gang-ravaged, that are all tore up, that are crime-ridden, yet you had no problem sending those Cuban refugees back. None at all. If you did, you kept it quiet. You screamed in a closet or under a bed somewhere because I heard nothing from you. Absolutely nothing. There's also been poor for years. They've been hearing, you know, they're so poor that they can vote only for candidates who offer to shovel the most pork. Right? They were being told about all these things that would be done for them by the left. And they didn't vote for the left. They were done with it. They were done with all the garbage. I'm surprised they didn't kill more people down there. And it wasn't a slide by margin. It was like 54 to 42. You know, and where was all the news sources? Where was all the shocked news sources up here that the people rised up and voted in the nationalists? Because then you'd have to start talking about how it's happening all over the world. People don't want globalists anymore. They want part of this. They want, look, people are proud of their countries, and there's nothing wrong with that. People are proud of the country they belong to. And it gets worse for the press because the Columbia Reports story is chock full of on-the-ground shoe leather reporting, illustrating that from the poor, it was absolutely clear that they rejected socialism. They were not interested in it. You know what everyone's saying, said Teresita Alvarez, and she's 63 years old, as she walked to the polling station with her daughter and granddaughter. He, Petro, could bring Colombia down. He can make it like Venezuela, and no one here wants that. Both Teresita and her 36-year-old daughter, Liliana, who have also lived in that area, voted for centrist Sergio Fajardo, the first time around. Their second vote was a massive swing to the right. Builder Alex Gutierrez, 40, picked the Duque for the same reasons. They're all afraid of having the same thing that happened in Venezuela did. They live it. So if one of you wants to call me and tell me how it wasn't implemented properly, and that's why Venezuela and other socialist nations are falling and having trouble, call me. Tell me how to make it happen. I'm all ears. 877 Real Joe, you're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.